your friends' lives and pass one on to you. Well, how do you think that I found out that Henry needs new shoes? But I'm convinced that she could find something better to do.
Welcome to this episode of Gossip Talkin' Blues, the podcast from Great Dark Wonder. This week, we're kicking off Women's History Month with an episode featuring some terrific female Canadian artists. Good Lovelies is a fabulous trio that just released a new album in February. One of the songs that's been a total earworm for me since the first time I heard the album is Lightness. Between the harmonies and the message that gratitude is the only thing that will help us survive, I've had this tune on repeat for weeks now, so let me get it stuck in your head, too. Here are the Good Lovelies with Lightness.
Give me gratitude. In these days I do believe it is the only thing to get us through. Where should we start? With a hint of a spark or the bonfire burning? Following the lightness, the lightness. I turn to you, you're steady in the madness. You're the one to pen and follow through. You do not let me fall deep into the dark.
So many wonderful Canadian female artists out there, it was naturally difficult when tasked with choosing to select music from just three of them. To make my decision process a little easier, I chose to select artists that we've had the pleasure of seeing perform live since the inception of our Great Dark Wonder blog. My first choice today is from Jill Barber, who we caught up with during her family album tour with brother Matthew Barber last spring. Jill first came to our attention on a Canadian French language radio station back in 2013 during the release of her Chansons album. It would be shortly afterwards that we would learn that Jill is incredibly bilingual, musically diverse, mixing folk, smooth jazz, and even a little rock into her repertoire, both in English and in French. Let's go back now to that Chansons album and enjoy Petit Fleur.
Si les fleurs qui bordent les chemins se fanaient toutes demain, je garderai au cœur celle qui s'allumait dans tes yeux lorsque je t'aimais tant au pays. Printemps, petite fleur d'amour, tu fleuriras toujours pour parfum que j'ai tant aimé. Dans mon cœur, tout fleurira toujours au grand jardin d'amour.
Ontario-based artist Iskwe released her powerful album The Fight Within last fall. It's a fantastic collection that reflects both her Irish and her native roots. I found it really hard to pick a favorite on the album. The whole thing is so good. But one track really stands out for me, and that's the one I'm going to play for you now. Here is Iskwe with Healers.
With my second musical selection today, I turn to Hannah Georges, who we saw during our final concert event of 2016 in Guelph, Ontario. Even as the opening act for that particular show, Hannah heavily promoted her most recent For Evelyn album, which offers some of her best work to date. However, when looking back at the material over the last few years, I was drawn to her This Is Good album, and in particular, the track Something For You. Hannah is well known for her synth pop sounds as of late, But the track Something For You defies such conventions, leans a little more to an old Dixieland jazz style of a sound. So go ahead, kick back, and enjoy this crossover piece from Hannah Georges.
For my last pick for this episode, I turned to some fabulous soul sounds from Tanika Charles, whose Soul Run album has been on frequent repeat on my player since it came out. I have several favorites from this project, but since I can only pick one to play here today, I choose Sweet Memories. Here is Tanika Charles.
Thank you.
Rounding up my choices for today, I have selected Laura Cole with my final pick. Laura happened to be the first artist that we saw live in 2017, and she left a big enough impression on us that we caught up with her again during the summer for more of her music. Blessed with a distinct voice that draws immediate comparisons to the likes of Billie Holiday, Etta James, and even Amy Winehouse, it is impossible to not sit up and take notice once Laura Cole breaks into song. Today I have selected The Only One from her debut album Dirty Cheat. Not only does this track demonstrate the power of Laura's vocal delivery, but the jazz overtones are present once again, combined with a timeless rhythm and sense of nostalgia from yesteryear. With her long-awaited new album apparently close to completion, we are very eager to hear new music from Laura. For those of you in or around Hamilton on March the 16th, you can catch up with Laura, along with Ginger St. James, Piper Hayes, Charissa, and Sarah Beatty at an event at This Ain't Hollywood. But for now, let's chill out to the retro sounds of Laura Cole and The Only One.
As I walk away, I think about what I could have said when you told me to leave. I know you really wished I could stay, 'cause I can't go living if I ain't living for you, and I can't let go 'cause you're the
things have happened, but should have said.
This has been an episode of Gossip Talking Blues from Great Dark Wonder. Please remember to visit greatdarkwonder.com and subscribe to our podcast. Thanks again for joining us today on this special Women's History Month edition, and be sure to join us again soon for more great Canadian music and content here at Great Dark Wonder.
Sam's not as falling.